I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Christian man we've been asking you to pray for appears in Turkish court today. So the next step for you and me, well, more prayer. And the government in Egypt has made some big moves in its strategy against terrorism, but it's unclear whether or not that's a good thing for Christians. That story in just a moment. But today, American pastor Andrew Brunson will have a second hearing in Turkey, facing charges of terrorism and espionage. He was jailed a year and a half ago as part of Turkey's mass arrest campaign following the failed 2016 coup. Since then, Brunson's become a political pawn. The Turkish government is pressuring the United States to extradite a Muslim cleric that Ankara believes orchestrated the coup. After Brunson's first hearing April 16th, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirmed this call for a prisoner swap with the U.S. Washington not only shut down this idea, but last week, a bipartisan group of 66 senators proposed renewed sanctions on the Turkish government if it doesn't release Pastor Brunson. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says,
it's very difficult to know how Turkey will respond to any given situation at the moment, and it's hard to see where the way forward is on this at the present, but we know that we have a powerful God and that he ultimately is sovereign and can overrule in this situation.
As Pastor Brunson faces his second hearing today, please lift him up in prayer.
Certainly Andrew and Noreen Brunson would value continued prayer for justice to be done, for wisdom on the part of his lawyer and on the part of the chief judge in this case, who has the power to release Andrew Brunson.
Next, in December 2016, a Christian church in Cairo was bombed by extremists. A month later, 8 policemen were attacked and killed. And then, on Palm Sunday of last year, 2 more churches were bombed. In all, over 70 people were killed and hundreds more injured. The Egyptian government has responded to the rise of terrorism in a couple of ways. The nation's been under a state of emergency for over a year now, and church security has also been ramped up. And just recently, 36 people thought to be involved with these attacks were sentenced to death by a military court. But Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's hard to know whether this is a good sign for the Christian community.
Is that because they're trying to send a message to the West? Perhaps that is. Are they concerned about the, you know, fellow Egyptian citizens as Christians, Coptic Christians? That may be the case. You hope that's the case. Or are they, you know, fearful that more of a militant Islam, like the previous government, the Muslim Brotherhood, that, you know, that's the kind of government that these groups want? Is that why they're, you know, trying to curb back the extremists?
Ask God to move in Egypt and change the hearts of those who are hostile to the gospel, and pray courage for the Egyptian church, too. And President Trump's travel ban has gone to the Supreme Court. The justices' ruling could make the ban permanent and cut off help to many refugees who are seeking sanctuary. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Polusky says,
we're disappointed. We want to remind the Supreme Court justices that it's important for people to be able to come to the U.S. and resettle in the United States, because this affects refugees. And we're a country of refugees and immigrants, so we're disappointed that this looks like it's going forward, and we'd like to remind those in power, it's important that we allow people to come into our country, especially those that are fleeing violence and they're afraid for their security.
Bethany's working with vulnerable, unaccompanied refugee children in the United States to help provide some necessities.
What we do is we help them to get resettled in the United States. So that involves everything from getting enrolled in school, making sure that they have a good home, making sure that they have health services. And we also try to link them up with foster care. So we try to put them in a loving and caring home so that they can have security which they didn't have in their country of origin.
They're also working to reunite children who've been separated from their families. So as we're looking at the ruling, pray that the Supreme Court leaders would have wisdom in their decision. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope, lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.